أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستفتهم لربك البنات ولهم البنون. Coming towards the end of the surah, Surah Was-Saffat, the beginning Allah started with Tawheed and proving Tawheed in positive aspects. Then Allah Ta'ala mentioned the instances of six Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in six places. And after that, now towards the end, Allah reverts to the most important subject, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But now Allah Ta'ala approaches it from a negative aspect. That is the wrong beliefs people have. And also the Quran Sharif is for all time. These were not the beliefs of the people only of that time. But this wrong beliefs do their turns and circles over and over in humanity in the course of history as time passes. Only every time it comes with a different mask. Like for example, before was idol worship, worshipping actual idols. Today the common idol is technology, that a person believes technology does everything. And a person is amazed and astounded by technology and it overtakes him. He is making technology also as a god, that technology does everything. So like that, we should check ourselves as this ayat go on, that isn't there some type of shirk that has come back to us again with a different mask. So Allah Ta'ala addresses these issues and says, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ. Aap unse poochhe, ask them. And in this way, there is also an effective way of making islah, of correcting people, by cross-examination, by asking them. A person should address himself, Ali rabbikal banatu walahumul banun, kya tere rab ke yahan betiya hai aur unke yahan bete. That what, has Allah Ta'ala got daughters and they have got sons? The mushriks of Makkah, this was one wrong belief that they had, that Allah, the malaika, the angels are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. And for themselves they wanted sons, and so much that if a daughter was born to them, they would go and bury that daughter alive. They look down upon a daughter so much, and that they say is for Allah Ta'ala. Daughters for Allah Ta'ala. In one place Allah Ta'ala says that this is a division that for Allah daughters and for us boys, males. This is a very unfair decision. Of course, it is totally wrong also. But to believe, to what was inferior, that you say is for Allah. What is superior, that you say is for yourself. And in this, Allah Ta'ala has refuted another wrong belief, which comes in front also again, when this people believe that the malaika, the angels, are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked them, how do you come to this belief? How do you believe in this? They say the leaders of the jinnat, they're females. Na'uzubillah. Allah had relations with them, and from there the malaika were born. What a terrible, what a dirty belief. So in other words, in that belief, what they had included, that Allah has got a body. And Allah, na'uzubillah, had relations. That wrong, dirty belief has also resurfaced in a different way. There are people who believe that Allah is sitting on his arsh, which means that Allah has got a body also. And they believe Allah has got a body like us without private parts. What a dirty and filthy belief for Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala is laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing whatsoever like Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is, we cannot imagine, Allah is beyond our imagination. And to believe that Allah has got a body, Allah is sitting on the arsh, is also a filthy, dirty belief of the past, which has resurfaced in a different mask today. And all this in the name of deen, and in the name of purification of aqidah. So we should be very careful and make sure we have the correct tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Another belief, أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا, ya humne banaya farishto ko aurat, or that they believe that the malaika are females. وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ, or wo dekhte the, And they believe that the malaika are females. That's another thing, that the malaika are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala, that they are females. So Allah says, which test did they do upon them? Were they present when they were born? When a child is born, then they see on the child whether he's a male or whether he's a female. Were they present that time to see that the malaika are females? Ala innahum min ifkihim la yaquluna waladallah. Sunta hai wo apna jhoot banaya kehte hai ke Allah ki aulad hui. And then these people, from the lies that they speak, they say that Allah has got children. For example, the Christians believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah Ta'ala. Na'uzu billah, another terrible belief that Isa alayhi salam is God incarnate, that Allah came in human form, that Allah is a human like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas Allah is so high, so pure, so clean, completely beyond our comprehension. And to ascribe these things to Allah, what terrible beliefs. The minute a person turns away from the truth, then a person falls into such evil that you cannot imagine. And as he's slipping, he doesn't know where he's slipping to, until the mud is gone over his head. All the filth and dirt and muck is gone over his head, and he doesn't realize what terrible beliefs he has fallen into. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Or wo beshak jhoote hai, they are liars, that Allah Ta'ala is God incarnate, that God came in human form, that God came in the form of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is the belief of the Christians. And unfortunately, how many Muslims have got this belief that God is also in human form, and Allah Ta'ala is sitting on his arsh? We should be very careful about our aqidah. Otherwise, if somebody has got a wrong opinion about you, you get so offended. Allah Ta'ala, the most pure, the most clean, sublime, to have wrong beliefs about Allah is the worst thing that a person can do. أصطفى البنات على البنين. کیا اس نے پسند کی بیٹیاں بیٹوں سے. What have they, has Allah chosen daughters over sons, as this people believe that the malaika are the daughters of Allah, but for themselves they only want sons, they don't want daughters. If a daughter is born, they used to go and bury her alive. So what they said, division they had made. مَالَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. کیا ہو گیا تم کو, کیسا انصاف کرتے ہو. What has happened to you? What justice are you making? That for Allah so high, who has done everything for you, and you ascribe inferior things in your opinion to Allah. And for yourself, you want all the superior things. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. کیا تم دھیان نہیں کرتے. Don't you ponder and meditate on this matter? In other words, Allah has given you brains. Before death, you have got enough chance. Think about the matter correctly, correct your aqidah. Don't go in the grave with wrong beliefs of Allah Ta'ala. Then you are going to face very grave consequences in the grave. أَمْ لَكُمْ سُلْطَانٌ مُبِينٌ. یا تمہارے پاس کوئی سند ہے کھلی. Have you got some proof of your beliefs? If you have got some proofs, فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. تو لاؤ اپنی کتاب اگر تم سچے ہو. Bring your proofs. Bring from which kitabs have you got your proofs? Just see the arguments the Quran Sharif is presenting. From where have you got this proofs that Allah has got a body, that Allah is sitting on the arsh, that Allah is God incarnate, Allah came in human form? Where have you got this beliefs that malaika are the daughters of Allah? All these wrong beliefs, from where have you got them? If you have any proof, bring it, present it. وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا. اور ٹھہرایا انہوں نے خدا میں اور جنوں میں ناتا. And they established a relationship between Allah and the jinnat. That is that wrong belief that Allah, so to say, married, had na'uzubillah, had relations with the female jinnat. But then the leaders of the jinnat, that Allah had relations with them. What a terrible, dirty belief. And from their daughters were born. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. اور جنوں کو معلوم ہے کہ تحقیق وہ پکرے ہوئے آئیں گے. And jinnat, just like human beings, they know know for themselves that we are also going to be presented and we will have to face the court case on the day of Allah. We will be arrested and we will be presented in the court of Allah and we will have to face all charges there. Just like human beings are responsible for all the actions, so are jinnat also. They know other different that na'uzu billah Allah had relations with the female jinnat, etc. So in here Allah has explained aqidah so well, and the negative beliefs people have got, Allah has openly discussed it and made it clear so that we can have proper beliefs with regard to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.